Good evening. I tell you, it's really nice to be in a church where everybody's not saying, hey, you need an interpreter. We only live about 45 miles away over near the Godwin Falcon Wade area, so we feel right at home. We've been warmly welcomed by you. We're met at the door as we drove up about 10 to 6. Somebody was standing there looking for us, and that's always a welcome sight. You know, you come up to all these different churches all over America, and you're wondering, which door do you go in? And so somebody's standing there, and that was really nice. And so we appreciate it. What we want you to do is go by our table out there and get one of these. It's a prayer card. You see, it was through prayer that the Hudsons were called into full-time ministry. I was sitting in the second row on the second seat, so the lady there in the red shirt, she's in the hot seat tonight. That's where I was sitting when God called me at 10 a.m. to do a special work for him. And then it was after 2.5 years of prayer, he made it perfectly clear we would be going to the Tucumán region of Argentina to serve him with our lives. Don't only just get yourself one. If you have children or grandchildren that pray, please get them their own prayer card. We've passed out right at 6,000 prayer cards in the last 30 months. And we understand if just people prayed one time a month with that prayer card, there would be over 6,000 prayers going up for our ministry every month. And believe me, we know we need prayer. We'll be going down to Argentina to plant churches. We'll be leading people to Christ just like we've done here. Last year, riding around in a car and living out of a suitcase, we led 55 people to Christ. Amen. Not only that, we were able to give away 23 Bibles while we were on the road like that all year long. And so we're leaving in January. We need a few more churches to partner with us financially and prayerfully, but we are leaving in January. We're waiting on one document to come from Tucumán, Argentina, the Permiso de Ingreso. It means that we could enter the country there. We've already been approved by the Argentine Embassy in Buenos Aires. And as soon as we get that one paper, we can go to the embassy in D.C. and get our religious visa and head on down. So we know we're going down by January at the latest. And so we do ask that you would pray for us in that area. And we'll go down there and we'll be leading people to Christ just like we're doing here, just like the Jerusalem church is doing. And there's a small seminary there, averages about 40 folks. There's a great work already there. And Brother Larry Owens has been there 28 years. Brother Brian George has been there about 18. And so our desire is to lead people to Christ. God's given us this vision to help get them into the seminary and train them and then go with the national, the God-called, trained national right out of the seminary and plant the church directly with the national. If you study Paul's life in the book of Acts, you'll find out Paul traveled around on all his journeys and he wasn't anywhere very long. I like to mention the city of Philippi. Most people are familiar with Lydia, the seller of purple, and the Philippian jailer. And when Paul left Philippi, what was there? There was a church started, and who pastored it? It was a national. It was somebody from that area. So we know we have divine approval from God, according to his word, that what we are going to do will work. If we'll do our part, God will do his part. So we're depending on his grace. We're willing. We're able. And we're ready to go. And it's exciting. How many people know that the new Pope is from Argentina? Yeah, quite a few of you. Okay, good. The reason I bring that up is what we have found out, Argentina is a country that is 90% Catholic. And they have deep-rooted superstitions. And we have found out, as we have witnessed to Catholics there and here, that most young Catholics don't care anything about their grandparents and their parents' religion. They've seen it's a work of men, a tradition of men. They've seen it's a dead work, that it's not doing nothing for them. And so they have basically become atheist or agnostic. But with the Pope being from Argentina, it's now like they're the home team. You know, when you're on the home team, you're cheering, right? And so there's a new interest in religion in Argentina. And so we want to get down there just as quick as possible. God's got us there fairly quickly, according to the time it takes missionaries to get to the field now. And we believe that's because he wants us there while the hearts are warm, while the ground is fertile, to share the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Not a religion, but a personal relationship. I mentioned that they have deep-seated superstitions. They believe if you take their picture that you're stealing their soul. Now, my wife, she tried to take a picture of the newspaper boy outside the hotel. Not for him, for the dog. He had this nice dog, a really smart dog. Looked both ways before it crossed the street. I know its mom trained it well. But she's a Ellie Mae Clampett. She loves animals. And she was really just wanting a picture of the dog. And this young man would not allow him to take their picture. That's how serious they are about that. Now, after the service, we'll be back there by our table. Please come by and ask questions. And for 99 cents per photo, you can take all the pictures of us you want. Just don't let it hurt your tithing or your offerings next week. Don't take that many pictures. What I want you to notice, folks, in the DVD, and it's only 5 minutes and 20 seconds, is the people. In the DVD, you'll notice that the people are taken at a distance through car windshields, through hotel windshields. They don't know we're taking their picture because of the superstitious element there. And then you see the people that are part of the church, the people that are saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And they're just hamming it up. They're just in front of the camera going, take my picture, take my picture. And it's a perfect illustration. It's a graphic picture of what the gospel of Jesus Christ does in the life of a person. It takes them out of that bondage, and it takes them out of that darkness, and it brings them into the glorious light of the gospel when they understand Jesus Christ died for their sins.
Hello, my name is Simeon, and this is my wife Susie. We are the Hudson family, missionaries to Argentina. We are members of Freedom Baptist Church in Eastover, North Carolina, under the pastoral leadership of Paul Worley. On October 9th, 2011, the Lord gave me clear guidance on serving Him in Argentina after more than 2 years in prayer. Argentina is in South America, bordered by the country of Chile to the west and the South Atlantic Ocean to the east. Argentina is a beautiful country with many lakes and mountains, abundant rainfall, and an economy rich in agriculture. Argentina is also the world's number one exporter of lemons. The province of Tucumán, where we will begin our ministry, has a population of over 781,000 people. The capital city of this province is Tucumán, a city of over 500,000 people. Argentina is a country with beautiful plazas in every province and government buildings that are a sight to behold. Argentina is a country with a rich heritage, receiving their independence from Spain in 1816, signing the treaty in the Tucumán province. Tucumán is a city where the modern and the old world still exist side by side. The people are industrious, innovative, and willing to do whatever is necessary. In November of 2011, we visited the Tucumán province for 10 days. It was during this visit that I was given the privilege of preaching at Bethel Baptist Church for two of the services, with six precious souls receiving Christ as their personal Savior. I was also given the opportunity to teach 9 hours at the seminary, which is part of this ministry. Beautiful churches are everywhere, with 90% of the people claiming to be Catholic. They even have shrines along the roadside. I actually witnessed people holding on to statues, rubbing their faces, and praying. It was a stark contrast to Bethel Baptist Church, where we will begin our ministry. Here you find the Argentine people eager to learn of Christ. Sunday school classes are separated by age, with women teaching the girls and men teaching the boys, each class being taught on a level they can understand. 11 more churches have been planted in the city of Tucumán and the surrounding countryside by Bethel Baptist Church, most with 40 or 50 members. This one even has its own dog named Nitro. On our first morning in Argentina, I opened my hotel window and saw this advertisement for Coca-Cola high above the city. It is our desire to lift Christ up high above the powers of darkness in this beautiful country. The Coca-Cola Company believes Argentina is an important place to be. So do the Hudsons, and so does Christ. What do you believe?
soften up their hearts. All he needs is a willing servant to simply do his part. Can you imagine up in heaven the joy there'll be that day?
As a sinner bows his head to pray, can't you hear the Father say?
That's the value.